At some point.
Okay.
What's that? Okay. Board of Appeals is now in session. 7:35. The first item of business is the minutes.
I only had one minor change, Trudy, and it's on the March 16th minutes, page two. In the third dot point, four lines down, it says Mr. Resnick responded that should be Ms. Clark's.
Thank you.
Now, all that proves is I read the stupid. That's it.
That's it. Anyone else have?
I wasn't that thorough.
Well, if that's the type of thing I pick up on, we're in sad shape.
Well, let's see, there's five sets of minutes.
There were different people present at different meetings, so you might want to take them each separately because some people are not going to be able to approve.
So the first one, which one did you just do, March 16th?
March 16th.
Okay. How about March 20th?
20th.
Well, do you want to vote? You want to vote on March 16th?
Okay.
I make a motion that we pass the minutes of the March 16th, 2012 meeting?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is March 20th.
I'm not sure if you were all here, according to the minutes. Yeah.
On the 16th?
That's what it says.
On what, the 16th?
Yes, it says you weren't here.
Well, that's interesting.
There was one that you listened to the.
That was another one? Okay, I withdraw my acceptance. However, the correction still stands.
I'll still take the correction.
So, do we do it again?
Yes.
All right, I make a motion that we approve the minutes of the March 16th, 2012 meeting?
You can second it, but.
No, I can't. I have to abstain.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, next is March 20th.
I make a motion that we pass the minutes of the March 20th, 2012 meeting?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You were all here that day, right? Next is the March 28th.
I'll make the motion that we approve the minutes of the meeting of March 28th, 2012.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
This is 5-0.
I make a motion that we pass the minutes of the April 12th meeting, 2012?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
This is 5-0. May 17th.
I'll stay out of this one.
I make a motion that we pass the minutes of the May 17th, 2012 minutes?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
This is 5-0.
Three. I think there were only three of you.
Three, yeah.
Three.
Three.
Carol.
Oh, three.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, can I make a statement about the, can I listen to the May 17th?
Sure.
Okay, yeah, for the record, I'd like to state that I did listen to the full recording of the May 17th Board of Appeals meeting.
And likewise, for the record, I did the same.
Okay. As a preliminary matter, the last session, the question came up as to whether the testimony that was given about the coverage maps included either the 12 or the 15 antennas. And I have some questions about how to deal with that issue. And for that purpose, I would entertain a motion that we go into executive session. So,
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Board of Appeals conduct a closed executive session at 7:33 on May 31st. 7:38 p.m. And that the meeting be held pursuant to Section 10-508A7 of the State Government Article of the Annotated Code of Maryland for the purpose of consultation with legal counsel.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The pencil come along with that?
Not that I have.
Back on the record. A closed session was held by the Board of Appeals at 7:38 p.m. in the gallery of City Hall for the purpose of consulting with legal counsel William Chen. The closed session was held pursuant to Section 10-508A7 of the State Government Article of the Annotated Code of Maryland. No vote was taken during the session. All board members were present. Other than receiving the advice of Mr. Chen, no action was taken by the board in the closed session. And it adjourned at 8:32 p.m. The minutes of that closed session are maintained separately under seal. Data that's been provided in connection with the antennas. The original application mentioned 15 antennas. It was inconsistent because somewhere else there were 12. At a later time, there was an amendment indicating that there'd be 12 antennas. The question that comes up in my mind is to whether there's evidence in the record that the charts showing coverage, signal strength, and the like of the type that we usually look at, whether they were prepared in connection with the system of 12 antennas or 15 antennas. Similar question, or I think there is no question, or a different question.
Well, part of the problem that I see is in the original application, they talk about 12 with the addition of three additional antennas. I was just looking at the three additional antennas for 4G coverage. And then later on, as we go through the evidence there, you wind up with an engineering letter that references that there will be 12 antennas. So the question stands, as I think, as to I agree that the question stands. What evidence is there in the record that the data density or or coverage charts were calculated for 12 or 15 antennas. Especially when you consider that 4G happens to be a very high density data transfer, and that's what those data density maps are supposed to demonstrate. I'd like to see clarification of that in the record. I think that's what you're getting at.
Well, if you share my concern, then certainly we need to do something. Any other comments? Cutting it short. Now, one way to deal with it, it's not the only way, and it's not necessarily the best way, it's just one way I thought of. Since we're having a problem with it, counsel in the case on both sides, maybe we should give them an opportunity to clarify the situation for us by briefing.
If you're going to do something like that, the instruction has got to be that it has to be referenced to evidence of record. They cannot go outside the record before the board, and also that the statements of legal counsel is not evidence. My understanding is that neither legal counsel in this case has been sworn. I mean, I came into it after there had been hearings, but I've been informed that neither of the attorneys was sworn to testify under oath. That being the case, every utterance out of the mouth of an attorney is not evidence. It's argument and only argument under the decisions of the Maryland appellate courts. So if you're going to do that, the instruction has got to be that the information that counsel may supply can only be, with regard to evidence, evidence of record, and not what some lawyer says it is. And that's where I'm going.
Okay. Any comments on Mr. Chen's advice or the general situation?
I'm not sure we have a choice. Does anybody disagree?
No.
Well, I mean, you could reopen the record and argue it, but I
right, that is one possibility.
Exactly, in terms of a choice. I think briefing this is appropriate because it's an opportunity to clarify, fill what in our minds is a gap, if there is one.
Briefing with a memorandum for record, or just briefing for record?
What do you mean by memorandum?
I mean, should there be a written memorandum from one or the other, from Verizon, for instance, outlining where in the record.
Well, that's what the brief is.
The non-lawyer in me, a brief is a written, I'm sorry, it's essentially a written memorandum. Sorry, I take that all back.
It's okay.
The board has the authority to ask the parties to submit proposed findings of fact.
On this issue?
On any issue, but...
I don't think we want to burden the record with a lot of.
No, you can limit it. I'm just telling you. I think from what I'm hearing you say, I think the board's got authority to ask the parties through their counsel to submit something.
Yeah. Would you mind reading just that one section?
I'm looking at 1.6 D. I think there's other sections, but and even the inherent authority of the board, I think it has the right to do this. But 1.6D says, in fulfilling its legislative mandate, the Board of Appeals may exercise the following powers. D, ask parties to submit proposed findings of fact and memoranda of law.
Yeah. And then there was a section of the law itself. 167.
Well, it has to do with... there is section 24-167 capital A 2. I think I just want to make sure I get this right. 24-167 capital A 2 in parentheses Arabic 2 small a in parentheses Arabic 2 in parentheses, and that section says standards and requirements applicable to special exceptions for telecommunications facilities. An application for a special exception for a telecommunication facility may be approved by the Board of Appeals if the Board finds that, and this is 2, the location selected is necessary for the public convenience and service. Is that the section you're referring to?
Yes. Thought is that we
well, you got to give some direction to the parties.
My thought is that we have to do that. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Do what? What do you want them to address?
Well, we need to outline more specifically what it is we want them to do. What we want them to cover to make sure that whatever response they file. Provides us with the information we feel we need from them, which obviously needs to be found in the current record. So I didn't mean to cut you short when you said memorandum, but
no. Thank you for clarifying that. I see it as a clarification. My bad.
But why don't you? I thought you had more to say than that.
Not really.
I cut you off. Okay. I was hoping I had more to say than
that. You want me to say more? I can tell you what my understanding of what we want from them is.
Go ahead.
And anybody on the board, please correct me if I'm wrong. We need clarification within the current record as to a statement of the actual number of antennas, one, that were... that are proposed, absolutely, and reconciliation of the contradictions within that record as to the number of antennae, one, and two, more specifically, what number of antennas, is there evidence in the record of what number of antennas were utilized to determine the coverage maps that were the coverage data that was presented to us. Does that about cover it?
Yeah, but it's coverage. It's more than just coverage. It was
The data density.
Yeah.
It's not just cell phone coverage. It's also the data density maps.
Well, the data density maps.
We can point to.
They're charts. I mean, they're graphs.
Let's point to a couple of exhibits.
Not a couple.
No.
What exhibits are you concerned about?
Okay, well, I don't think we're concerned with 8 and 9 because those were about the previous. But I think every single chart after that.
You got hundreds of
this
exhibits.
Kind
of,
well, I need...
So I think exhibits 99 and 100 might be John, that would be interesting.
I was just looking at the propagation map covers. There's 8 and 9. One is without wind jammer. One is with the wind jammer. I don't know if those are. And the next.
Are you saying you're including 8 and 9?
Pardon me?
Are you including 8 and 9 in your list?
Well, I was sort of asking the board whether they think we should. See, 8 and 9 have a date on them from before this case was even filed. It was back in 2009, so. It's pertinent.
And these are coverage maps. They're not the data, later data maps that they presented.
I think 8 and 9 are based on previous technology that was available at that time.
Well, that's cell phone.
Just cell phone.
Yeah.
Voice.
Now, there were three coverage maps of Pepco Tower 85S, 86S, and 87S presented to the Planning Commission meeting.
No.
Hmm?
I don't believe those were. Okay. I think those were came in after.
Yeah. I think you're
those
right.
Came in after the planning.
It says it was presented at the February 2nd Planning Commission meeting.
None of the different.
I think Mr. Ryan brought those maps and presented them during the meeting without giving staff the maps ahead of time.
Exhibit 99, I don't know if we should include it or not. It's existing voice coverage without the site 86S. And 100 is proposed voice coverage with site 86S.
Exhibit 100.
Yeah.
What about 113?
Data usage charts?
Yep.
Isn't it historical and actual?
Good question.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
What about 217 and 218? It's existing 1900 megahertz data by sector.
Yes.
So that would be those two.
Are those the only exhibits you're concerned about?
I'm still going through the list.
Okay.
I think those are the only ones.
Yeah, 217 and 218 is what I was really thinking of.
Okay, so what exhibits are you concerned about? What are they?
I just listed.
Well, it took you about 10 minutes to come up with numbers. Can you run through all the exhibit numbers?
Well, I hope someone's writing it down.
I thought you were checking them off.
Well, I was searching. I could with someone else's copy.
Well, the notes I have show exhibits 47, 48, and 49, which were presented at the Planning Commission, and exhibit 100. And then you talked about 217 and 218, but you may want to talk about 217 in the same manner that Mr. Kotok had mentioned with exhibit 99. Being an existing facility.
Are those all of the exhibits?
Pardon?
Excuse me? Are those the exhibit numbers?
I won't know until I see the record. I thought someone was writing it down. But I want to get it to us tomorrow.
No.
No.
It's now.
You want to look at the record?
What are the exhibits?
Kirk just read them.
Hmm? Do you want me to
Kirk just read them.
Was that all the ones that I said? I mean, I don't know without having a photo.
Do you want to review the list again?
I think I better.
Yeah. I'll write them down.
You want this back?
Yeah.
You can keep it.
At the market?
I know where to get more.
I was afraid to do it. I thought you were on the copy.
Let's do it again.
Yeah, no, I got it.
What did we decide about 8 and 9? I don't even remember. That was the
8 and 9
propagation map with wind general without. That was from
the previous
yeah,
2009.
Okay, so that, yeah.
The board has decided that
so we don't need
we're not wrong. And
47, 48. Okay.
47, 48, 49.
And 100, I think, is the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Mike.
That's
99, the board had discussed and decided that because it was showing existing coverage, it wasn't relevant.
So that would be 100.
Yep.
And then my notes showed 217 and 218, although the board may want to discuss 217.
Yeah, it's just 218.
218.
Five exhibits.
Correct.
What are their numbers?
47, 48, 49, 100, and 218.
And the significance of those exhibits, Mr. Chair?
These are the exhibits that are showing coverage, data coverage.
But how are they significant to the standards for the zoning ordinance?
Right. What we need to know is whether we can be shown where in the record there's support to show that these exhibits were prepared on the basis of 12 antennas rather than 15 antennas.
And that goes to compliance with 24-167 capital A, capital D in parentheses, two small a in parentheses, two in parentheses.
Correct.
Of the zoning ordinance.
Right. And my suggestion would be that we ask council to prepare a brief to be filed by a date that was set and a certain number of days later for reply briefs. Limited number of pages, maybe 10 for the original brief, 5 for reply briefs. We need to have them in sufficient time before our next meeting. What is the date of our next meeting, by the way?
14. That's where we have the problem issue. Our next meeting is the 14th. And today is the 31st. It's 2 weeks from
today.
Right.
But that's not good. That's not enough time.
No. Our meeting in July is on the 19th.
Well, the only people that need to be here are the people sitting at this dais. So maybe we can find a date in between.
Why doesn't the 14th work? Because there's not enough legal time?
There's not enough time for them to prepare these.
Okay. Well, what about the 21st?
No, I'm not here.
Any time that week?
Nope.
I don't have my calendar with me.
What about the 28th?
I'm here.
I'll be here.
Is that a Thursday? Well, first of all, is it available?
I don't have my calendar with me. Just go ahead and do it, and I'm either here or I'm not. Usually at night I'm clear. There's
funny.
Usually at night I'm clear.
We got 28th. I can't do.
No good for
you. Beginning of the holiday weekend.
I can do it any time that week.
Yep.
You free any other time that week?
You just pick the date.
26th only. Or 25th or 26th. 25 or
26th. 25th, the council's, the chambers is not available.
That
might help.
Could we meet upstairs?
I know it's booked.
Oh. Oh, this isn't available?
I believe it is available in the evening. It's just not available during the day.
And what date is that? Are you saying that in the calendar
25th,
it's
26th.
Wrong? Am I not looking at the right time?
I'm saying that they booked the whole week. I do not believe that it's...
It's
the
29th.
It's up in the evening.
There you go.
No, but Doris has it booked.
What about the 29th?
That's
the
one of the
before the
that they just said. No. And they also said the 25th.
25th would not be here.
I can't talk to you.
Okay, so the week of the 18th is out for you completely? Yeah.
Completely.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to reconfirm that.
No, no. There's no way, there's no way I can.
Nope. Well, I'm done.
I don't know.
I've already had to give up jury duty once. Maybe.
Are you still in July
academy.
Or are you in August?
June.
Okay, fine.
Okay,
fine.
2 weeks is not enough time.
I don't know why.
I mean, they don't have to count it until the day of.
I still don't understand why 2 weeks is not enough.
To my point.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
Well, maybe revisit that.
2 weeks.
There's also four cases on for that meeting. Is that
what's the difference?
You got 2 weeks.
Let's go back to the 14th for reconsideration.
And how many days?
You each get a week. Right.
Mr. Chen?
Yes. What?
2 weeks. That they would have 1 week.
Each a week.
People have been throwing around the word briefs. This is, there's nothing in the rules that says briefs. It can be a letter.
Or a memo.
That's right. I mean,
or a paper.
That's
full circle.
Yeah, I mean.
That's the maximum.
Okay.
Well, you just pulled a number, though.
Yeah, okay.
I mean.
Make it a different note.
It can be a letter. You know, 10 pages at most by 5 days and. Reply within 4 days, and I mean.
Reply limited to 5 pages.
Fine. I mean.
It's the lawyers who deal with it.
I just don't know why we need to go through the whole summer for something that's in the record, and the council have had this that they've been living with for a year. And this is one point. I'm, you know, it's the board's call, but my goodness, you know, you're getting into.
Okay, and then 5 days later? How about 4 days later?
We would want a response by close of business on, well, that gives them the weekend plus.
The 12th.
So close the business on Tuesday the 12th.
How about Monday the
11th?
You'd like to have more than a day to read it.
Well.
That could be 2 days.
You can do it in an hour.
Depends.
I mean, it's your call, and you can probably. Ask the parties what they like on time. I mean,
I don't know whether it's appropriate for council to provide information regarding the scheduling matter.
Well, maybe, but not quite yet. There are not going to be oral arguments, so as long as we get the briefs, that's all we need.
Yeah, but I think we're hearing somebody who has a problem. I don't know about Mrs. Clark. She's hearing her attorney's not.
Was that
yeah.
Yes, please. Sorry to make you a jack in the box.
Given both the nature of the record, which is not printed, it's not typed, it's on discs, and other competing professional obligations, the date you're talking about would be impossible for me to address within the short period of time.
The HOA representative, Mr. Endy's not here tonight, so if I may speak for him, I would have to agree with Verizon's counsel. Mr. Endy probably won't even have a chance to even know what we're talking about until sometime late tomorrow, so it really cuts back in the days.
And it is a substantial undertaking if one wants to actually refer to the testimony in the record without a written transcript to have to go back through the discs. This is not a small matter.
You feel the same way?
I know, that's what we have. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
I definitely agree with counsel for Verizon.
Okay.
Yes. All right, so the 14th is out.
Sorry.
Looked like a good idea. Sure, you tried.
Okay.
I thought they went
back to 25th and 26th.
Not the 25th is not.
26th.
Is out.
Not the 25th.
And that's what I said. The 25th. 25 is out.
Oh, the 26th is in.
You can't do Tuesdays.
I can't do Tuesdays.
But then they're both out.
He can't do it Tuesdays.
Oh, that's right. Tuesdays is the
All right, well, let's look at the... What about the...
28th, I'll be out of town.
What's the 27th?
I'll be out of town.
Oh.
Sorry.
What about that first week in July?
I'll be terrible.
July
4th. Yeah.
We're going to be coming up on Christmas. Which brings us to the week of July 12th. Is that our next regular scheduling?
No, it's the 19th. It's not, actually.
The 19th is the next one.
What about July 12th?
I could do July 12th.
I'm good.
Oh, good. July 12th.
July 12th.
I got to call my wife again.
That'd be two meetings. Okay, call your wife. Ask her. Yeah,
better
check
okay
with the boss.
Day.
Yeah, check with the boss.
Yep.
I'd rather put that date in my calendar and hold it, keep it.
I
wish my husband would call me every time.
And then we have the 19th.
Yes.
So July, so June 14th, we won't discuss A549.
No, but there will be other cases.
Oh, yeah.
There are
I saw
cases.
The signs.
There are other cases.
I believe there's four cases. Is that correct?
Three, I think.
Okay, three.
I saw one of the signs while I was driving over here. Which was it?
I'm told I'm okay on the 12th.
Okay.
What? Shadowlands, Sprint, Montrose Motors. Is there something else? Three.
No, I think you're right. Three.
So?
July 12th.
Okay, so what are the dates now for the Maine and Rely?
Ask Trudy.
So we need to set dates for...
Okay. Now we have more time, we have more breathing room than 2 days. What are those dates again?
Thursday, close of business, June 21st. And then June, close of business, Thursday, June 28th.
Why don't you go to the 29th? You open for business on Friday the 29th?
Distribute
okay.
Staff member here to.
I appreciate what you
to get things out.
Okay. Well, if you gave them until the 29th, that if you sent it by mail, the board members would have it by the following Monday, right? You're still talking about. Well, when does City Hall close? They don't have to hand it to, can't they just leave it with the reception desk? I think giving them a week is slicing it really pretty thin.
A week for a reply?
Yeah.
A five-page reply?
Okay.
They're going to have looked at the record. I mean, they have it to look.
Okay. You're the boss.
No, we got five bosses. I'm only one.
Okay. I'm usually sympathetic to filing deadlines. Okay. Okay, so for the filing, first one is on June 21, close of business. The reply is June 28, close of business. 10 pages on the first, 5 pages on the second, Mr. Chair.
Right.
Those are, yeah.
Hmm?
Those are maximums.
Maximum. Double spaced.
Anything else on this?
What have anything?
Have you been as clear as you can be on what you want the parties to submit?
I was just going to request that since Mr. Endy isn't here tonight, if an email could be sent out with the specifics so that we don't have to just trust my note-taking to communicate to him
what the
board is asking.
Not okay. Just the deadlines, ma'am. Just the deadlines. Not the as far as the instructions, the you got to listen to it. Whatever we have here, a tape or whatever. What do you call it? A file.
Audio file.
Audio
it'll be
file.
Available.
Audio
file will be available
when
tomorrow.
It'll be available tomorrow.
Let's say Monday at the latest, but hopefully tomorrow, as long as there's no technical glitches.
Yeah.
So hopefully tomorrow we'll close the business.
Because that sort of skews dates of when Mr. Endy will have information to be able to start writing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else on this, Mr. Chair? Was there an issue about different kinds of antennas and that regardless of the number of antennas sought, that the data that was provided in these exhibits that you've identified came from antennas that are going to, that would be proposed regardless of the number of antennas, meaning 15 or 12? Was there something that...
That's a good point.
I'll have to stop you there just for a second.
Go ahead.
The information
in the record
hasn't and is not going to be coming from those antennas because these are done before the antennas are mounted. So it isn't the actual antennas that are being used.
Gotcha.
Other means.
Is it the
type?
Okay,
it.
Please, I defer to your knowledge.
But they are calculations based on the number of antennas for whatever propagation you're looking for. And you are right. If it's 12 or 15, but for a given propagation, the calculation is based on three antennas in that array, we need to know that. And is
but
that
it's
got to
be evidence in the
it
record.
It has to be evidence in the record.
Gotcha. Or gleaned from the record.
Or gleaned from the record. There certainly is a lot of technical information about antennas in the record.
And the attorneys can point to the evidence in the record.
Absolutely correct.
And to explain that this is the evidence that shows this.
Correct. That's the way I would view it. Everybody else?
I agree.
Yep.
You got that right? Okay.
So do we need an actual vote on this?
I think you probably would be appropriate to have a motion to request that the parties, that council submit the memorandums per the previous description of the board in its comments, comments.
Someone want to make that motion?
Okay, I move that we have the council's submit memorandum or briefs.
Or letters.
Or letters. Providing us with the information that we have been talking about, that we have requested, that staff will detail based on our discussions.
The dates and the
limits. With the dates of when all the due dates are and when the date of the next meeting is. We expect the distribution to us for our consideration. Is there anything else?
Yeah, just to clarify, staff is not going to be detailing the request. It's based on the conversation we just had.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're absolutely correct. Based on the audio record that we have been making tonight.
Including the due dates and the
including all of the due including all of the due dates.
It's a little bit of a tortured motion, but you all understand.
Somewhere in there, I think we all understand what that's all about.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, passes 5-0. Do we have any more business tonight? Make happy wives of other people.
I have a long day tomorrow.
If you want to just reiterate the date of the next meeting for this hearing.
The date of the next meeting is July 12.
Okay. Just wanted it on the record.
Anything else?
Just to move to continue this.
Yeah.
Should they make a motion for that?
Should they
make a motion to continue?
Well, I have a question. To take these and for us to consider them, do we have to have a limited opening of the record to enter those in, or are we just going to consider them separately as
the public hearing phase has ended?
Has ended, so that's
so
it.
That,
this
and
is
the
a
public hearing phase is the evidentiary phase.
But this is just a clarification.
And you're not receiving new evidence as such. You're receiving, okay, admittedly, a document from the attorneys. But that document is explanatory of what is in the record, but it is not, it should not contain any new evidence or any evidence that's not already in the record. So,
okay, good point.
I think I'm comfortable that you can give those submissions exhibit numbers and they will be included obviously in the record, but they clearly are not evidence as such. They're more
the
nature of an argument, you know, mm-hmm. And the rules say that you can ask for proposed findings, so I think that's consistent with the rules and the fact that the evidentiary phase of the proceeding has concluded.
Good enough.
So, deliberations.
Yep.
Move
we continue deliberations on case A549 until July 12th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes 5-0. We are having our next meeting, though, on June 14th, right?
That's mm-hmm. Correct.
Correct.
Business? Sure. Motion to adjourn.
Make a motion that we adjourn May 31st, 2012 meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Adjourn.